This is MSONewsSports.com. We are joined by Mr. Baseball, Frank Carey. Remember I used to call you that, Frank?
Yes, you did. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It kind of caught on, I guess, with a few other people, too. But I'm far from it, so
Not at all. But longtime coach at North Reading High School. Can you summarize that career for me without sounding too boastful? Because I know that's not who you are. But tell me about the career at North Reading as a head football, head baseball coach.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, disregarding the wins and the losses and the titles and all of that stuff, I think from my perspective, my biggest enjoyment has been some of the initiatives that I took on behalf of the state in baseball. For example, the All-Star Games, which we have the Eastern Mass All-Star Game. We have the we now, from the Eastern Mass, we've got a Central and Western Mass All-Star Game. We have a Mass Connecticut All-Star Game, and then I'm now in the process of trying to get an All-New England All-Star Game, which will hopefully will be hosted here in Lynn. So it's a lot of those initiatives, stuff I do with the State Coaches Clinic and all that, that really gives me a lot of enjoyment.
And what are you doing right now in baseball at all? Anything at all? Touching the game at all, keeping close?
Yeah, I'm actually currently on several state committees. I'm on the MIA State Tournament Committee. I'm also on a number of committees for our State Baseball Coaches Association. I'm still active with our clinic and all of that sort of thing. And I'm on several national committees. I'm on two national committees with the Baseball Coaches of America. So that in itself, I have tasks, responsibilities that I have to do for them. I'll be going to St. Louis in December for the national clinic, where we meet and, you know, try to discuss issues on a national level. But more than that, it's just a great clinic for coaches.
I'm going to ask you two questions. No, it's not high school baseball. Yogi Berra, tell me about him. Why was he a great player?
Well, I mean, you know, he was known for all of the inaccuracies, he would say, as a player. And that's how, you know, a lot of people today kind of remember him for that. But, you know, he was, like all catchers on championship teams, he was the heart and soul of the New York Yankees. And obviously a very well-respected player, a colorful player. And the thing I can't pinpoint any particular classic game that he may have played in. Just it was a known fact that he was he'd swing at bad pitches. He was a bad ball hitter, yeah. And he was a very good hitter. So, but 90 years old, he had a full life, and certainly, I'm sure if any of his teammates are still alive, they're going to miss him.
Yeah, just looking at baseball standings, the Red Sox have found themselves now, as we speak, in last place. But yet, there seems to be a little excitement or buzz with some of the young players. Do I have that wrong? And what's your last question and take on the Red Sox?
You know, absolutely, Bill. I got to be honest. I haven't seen maybe two or three games all year, although I went to Camden Yards last week and saw two games down there, which was a heck of a lot cheaper than getting to see them in Boston. But you're absolutely right. The excitement about these young players, in particular, you know, Bogaerts is coming into his own. I've always liked Brock Holt as a gutsy type player. Swinehart's coming around. The outfield looks like it could be a terrific outfield of the future. And you know, now with Henry Owens and some of these younger players, I agree. I'm looking forward to next year, really.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to share with us? What the things that are keeping you busy here now that you've retired?
Well, I have two granddaughters that are playing soccer currently right now for Lynn Classical, a grandson that swims for Classical on the swim team, and then I have another grandson that's quite a player, and he's playing over in Peabody right now. He's on the Higgins middle school team. So, and I spend a little time with the Higgins team coaching a little bit, you know.
Sounds good. Always good talking with you. Great to see you, Frank.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great to see you, too.
Frank Carey, longtime head baseball coach at North Reading High School on MSONewsSports.com.